His dad put in green so much for running. I said, oh yeah, my ass tailored, yeah. Well, I'll tell you the truth. I dug that little bucket yonder, that little green bucket, full of potatoes out of Munda.
Yes, sir.
One hill.
Well,
when it looked like it was going far, I didn't stay there as long as I could, you know, until it crossed the lake when I set them out. I thought I had the whole vine just run the vine and forced me over that door. And I thought I had all the vines cut up was going to do anything. I went out there one day looking around and I looked at the vine. I said, that vine looks mighty like he used to live in the guts of mother and there were some cracks in the ground. I said, uh-oh. I said, you got taters under you. I dug that bucket full again out from under that vine.
That was a good thing you said.
That is, wasn't it? Yeah. I said, boss, I said, you know one thing? I said, I was tickled to death. I wanted to get, tried to get a vine. I couldn't even get a vine to put in my jar last winter, this winter.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever grow any onions?
Onions, I never thought about onions. Oh. Yes, sir.
And how about tomatoes?
Tomatoes, you can't see them. I done stuck my tomatoes. My vine's full of tomatoes now.
Oh, are they? Yeah. What did you used to call those volunteer tomatoes?
I call them plum tomatoes. They're preserving tomatoes. They never do get no bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they are, preserving tomatoes.
I see. And did people ever call sweet potatoes yams? Are yams the same
thing?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And did you ever grow any rice around?
No.
Not here. So you always had to buy it, or didn't you use very much?
Did what?
Did you always have to buy?
Oh, buy rice. Yes.
You did.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess they grow it across the river.
Oh yes, they grow it north of so.
And radishes, did you ever, a little radish?
Done raised the crop this year and eat them all up with one quart jar.
Can you plant them again? Or?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm going to plant again.
How many crops do you get?
I think we planted about three crops last year.
Did you?
Plant these red ones, you know, and then we plant these white iceberg radishes.
Mm-hmm.
They grow long, you know, like your finger, like that.
They're pretty hot, aren't they? The iceberg?
No.
Where's the red ones?
Yeah, the red ones are the ones that's pretty hot.
Uh-huh. And what kind of beans? You said you had pole beans.
Pole beans, right. They're running beans, what we call pole beans.
Now, do they dry? Do you pick them when they're dry? Or?
Well, you can pick them when they're dry, either you can strain them.
Mm-hmm.
I usually strain them, and then you can let them get to far big enough where you can shell, and you can put them up shell.
I see. Mm-hmm. And tell me something about corn. Did you raise corn to eat?
Yes, sir. We tried to raise corn. The bugs got us so we didn't plant none this year. I put corn right there in that day tree, and let's see.
How did you used to eat it?
Boil it.
Boil it?
Put butter on it.
Mm-hmm. And call that, would that be sweet corn?
Sweet corn, that's the corn we use.
I see.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And what did you call it if you ate it like this?
Let's see, now Mrs. used to raise field corn in his times when he was planting corn. He's the only one I know of that had late corn.